Welcome, everybody. Share number 1397 in the writing. It's share number 549. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Kadima Bebrachas, priority in Brachas, which bracha is made first, which item is the bracha made on first, and as we spoke about in the past, these are halacha lemaisa. It's not, you know, like, well, it's a good thing to do, but this is halacha lemaisa, how one has to make the brachas. And again, just quickly to review, which we'll, you know, go through a few times more, just to make it have it straight. This is only done if one plans on eating all these items at the same time. One does not have to get up to go to the fridge to take out the item that whereby a bracha might be on a higher level, or even if everything's in front of a person at the time they're making a certain bracha, you know, if they don't plan on eating everything in front of them, they can make whatever bracha they have to make. There's no halachas of priority in brachas if they're not eating those items which are on a higher level. It's only whereby a person plans on eating those various different items with different brachas, and which one comes first, and they're planning on eating, and plus they're also in front of them at the time they're making the brachas. So you have to make sure to give the proper honor to the right bracha, thereby giving the proper honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. Now, we previously spoke about the halacha that if one has two fruits, for example, and neither fruit is from the Shivas Aminim, both fruits are complete, right? Then one has to make the bracha, they're both complete. If you have, let's say, a plum and an apple, and the plum is cut up, and the apple is complete, so you always have to make the bracha on the apple. If that's complete, if the plum is complete, you make the bracha on the plum. It doesn't matter which one you like better. But let's say they're both complete. I have an apple and a plum, or whatever you might have. But then none of them, if it's from the Shivas Aminim, that comes first. Even if it's cut up, even if it's pieces, Shivas Aminim comes before the other fruits. In other words, you make the bracha on that, and you cover the other fruits. But let's say there are no Shivas Aminim there, and the two fruits are complete. So then the bracha is made on the fruit which is more desirable, which is chaviv. The word chaviv meaning desirable. Now, the question is, what do we mean by desirable? In other words, there's two types of desirables. You could have a type of a fruit that, I always like this type of fruit, but just punk, now I'm in the mood of the other fruit. Usually, 99% of the time, I like the other fruit, right? I like, let's say, apples. But just punk, now I'm in the mood of a plum, you know? So, or do we say, no, it depends what you're in the mood of now. It depends what your desire is right now. It doesn't matter if you like apples 99% of the time, but not right now, your desire is for the plum, so maybe make the bracha first on the plum. In other words, not first, but make the bracha on the plum and then cover the apple. So which way do we go? So the question is, what do we mean by desirable? So again, do we say it's the fruit is which the person usually enjoys most, or do we look at the fruit that the person desires right now? Like we just explained. So even though the person usually likes the other fruit more, it wouldn't make a difference. But that's the question. That's the question. So the bottom line is the right way, the sperm bring down, the right way to do it, the right way it should be done is to make the bracha on the fruit which is usually desired. In other words, it's machloikis. It's machloikis in the Rishonim. Which way do we go? Do we take the one I always like? Do I take the one I want now that I like now? So the right way is one should make the bracha on the fruit which one usually desires. The fruit I always like more, even though I like right now the other one. I'm in the mood for the other one more now. After making the bracha of ha'etz on the item, on the fruit which a person always likes, you take a little piece of that, right, and you eat from that a little bit. And then afterwards, you could go ahead and eat from the other. You don't have to eat up the whole fruit. You could go ahead and eat some of the other fruit, which is the one which you're in the mood for now. So, for example, I don't want to make it too complicated. For example, if one is eating a plum and an apple, like we said, and the person usually likes apples. Usually, 99% of the time, I like apples more. But just right now, punked it happens to be that I'm in the mood of a plum. I'm in the mood. My desire right now is for a plum more than the apple. So, but usually, 99% of the time, I like apples better. The halacha is, and they're both complete. There's no Shivas Aminim over here, number one. Number two, they're both complete fruits, right? So then we look at Chaviv. Chaviv is number three. You have Shivas Aminim number one when we're dealing with fruits. Shivas Aminim number one, Chaviv, complete number two, and then we have chaviv desirable number three. So the halacha is, since the person usually desires apples more than plums, so the person should make the bracha of ha'etz on the apple and take a piece of the apple, because that's what I usually like. I take a piece of the apple and then continue with the plum. Just make a ha'etz on the apple, and you have the plum is right there. It's in front of you anyways, or you have in mind the plum, right? So be it as it may, assuming that you're eating it together and they're both in front of you, so you have in mind the plum also with the plums right in front of you. So again, you make the bracha on the ha'etz on the apple, because that's where you desire most of the time. Take a little piece of the apple, and then you can continue eating the plum. So that's pretty much the bottom line. All this is only if both of the fruits are complete, and not the halacha if we always make the fruit. All this is only if both fruits are complete. If both fruits are not complete, then we will always make the bracha on the complete fruit, right? But if they're both complete, this is the procedure to do it, unless, like we said, the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim, then that comes before everything. Thank you for listening. Aslacham bracha kol tuv.